USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Congress will meet in a joint session on Wednesday to certify the electoral vote count, as a movement among Republicans to challenge that count continues to grow. Monday night, Georgia Senator Kelly Loeffler announced that she would add her name to the list of lawmakers expected to make an objection. Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson tells Fox News that the only way to deal with the irregularities that arose in the November election is to start investigating.
We've just gone through 4 years where Democrats and the extreme left simply did not acknowledge President Trump as the legitimate president. And now here we are because of COVID, because of a more than doubling of the number of absentee ballots, while at the same time Democrats pushed the envelope, relaxing standards. There are some real problems here, and the problem's not going away. The only solution I can come up with is investigate, explain, be transparent, but sweeping this under the rug, as many people want us to do, simply won't work.
This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As Georgians head to the polls on Tuesday to decide two runoff Senate races, many are already questioning what would happen if the elections change the balance of power in the Senate. California Republican Congressman Devin Nunes tells Fox News that he sees multiple consequences if the Democratic candidates win.
One is that this will justify the election, that they'll use this against Donald Trump. They'll say that there was no voter fraud if the Republicans don't win today. And then secondly, of course, you have the balance of power in the Senate. Having 52 seats, controlling the gavels, everything that I've worked on over the last 4 years to expose the malfeasance and the corruption here in this city, we won't have the Senator Ron Johnsons or the Senator Grassley's that will be able to subpoena people. And just think about how bad this is going to be, how they could cover this up, for example, if they get rid of the Durham investigation in Connecticut. It would be a travesty.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
A former bank manager in Las Vegas managed to steal over $1 million from the government. Wyatt Cox has the story from the USA Radio News Nevada Bureau.
U.S. Attorney's Office announcing Monday 57-year-old Javier Montano sentenced after pleading guilty to one count of theft of government funds after allegedly stealing nearly $1.2 million in Social Security and Veterans Affairs benefits. Montano, described as a former branch manager at a banking institution in Las Vegas, reportedly withdrew from two customers' checking accounts even though they had passed away years prior. Federal authorities said the Social Security Administration nor the Department of Veterans Affairs had been notified they had passed, prompting benefits to accumulate over a number of years. Montano believed to have ordered debit cards for both accounts to withdraw cash, which he then either spent or deposited into his personal bank account. As part of his sentence, he'll undergo 3 years of supervised release and will need to pay back $1.196 million. I'm Wyatt Cox.
In one state, lawmaker wants to make an odd declaration for his state, an official state dinosaur. Massachusetts State Representative Jack Lewis tweeted Monday that he planned on filing legislation to name an official dinosaur for the state. He then asked the public to help him choose which creature to nominate, offering two dinosaurs discovered in Massachusetts as options. If passed, Massachusetts would join 12 other states that already have an official state dino. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.